This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Health Ministry declares 14 districts as highly COVID-affected areas and urges all not to go to crowd gathering spaces and events. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says excuses for dilly-dallying development works not acceptable. Chief Minister of Karnali Province to take vote of confidence. Opposition party demand special session of Gandaki Province Assembly. And India records 200,000 COVID cases in the last 24 hours. Now the news in detail. The Health and Population Ministry has urged all not to go to crowd gathering spaces, including schools, in 14 districts of the country. The ministry has categorized 3 districts in the Kathmandu Valley, Kaski, Rupandehi, Chitwan, Banki, Parsa, Kailali, Morang, Dang, Surkhet, Bara and Baglung as the high-risk zone considering second wave of corona pandemic. Issuing an appeal yesterday, the ministry had urged all not to organize crowd-gathering events and attend school in the highly affected districts. The Ministry of Health also directed all hospitals to set up fever clinics, set up provisions collecting samples and testing COVID infection. The Ministry also asked the hospitals to separate 50% beds for corona patients. The hotels are also requested to keep the guests from foreign country only if they have PCR test negative. Meanwhile, the ministry has reported 534 new coronavirus infection cases in the last 24 hours. Similarly, 157 people have recovered from the infection in the same period. The ministry also reported 5 corona-related deaths yesterday. This has pushed Nepal's corona-related death toll to 3,066. Similarly, the government has started contact tracing travel history of the people infected with double mutant variant of COVID-19. Director at the Epidemiology and Disease Control Division, Dr. Krishna Paudil, said they had begun tracing out the travel history of the infected ones. Dr. Paudil shared that most of the infected people with this variant of coronavirus infection had arrived in Nepal from abroad. He said the swab samples of the people suspected to have contracted the flu-like infection were sent to Hong Kong for the test. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said dilly-dallying development works in any pretext is not acceptable to him. Unveiling the mobile apps Nalis and Merukita amidst a program in Kathmandu organized by Land Survey Department, Prime Minister Oli claimed the government had been moving ahead every day doing new works. He complained about delay in completion of the Upper Tamakosi Hydro Project and said no excuses for dilly-dallying works were acceptable. The Prime Minister said investment would be imported and new technology would be developed for making the country self-reliant, saying the government made a significant achievement to realize Digital Nepal within the last year. Prime Minister said the government had been working to sort out the problems seen in land management sector. Prime Minister Oli also said to make Nepal self-reliant in agro products, there were need of people changing the lifestyle. The Prime Minister also urged all to adopt health protocol as the COVID infection cases were rising lately. With the use of newly launched app, now people can receive the land-related services from their homes. CPN YML Chairman and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has held discussions with Janata Samajwadi Party Chairman Mahanta Thakur at the Prime Minister's official residence in Palwatar. Prime Minister Oli, Foreign Affairs Advisor Razan Bhattarai informed during the discussion held yesterday afternoon, matters related to government's coalition and contemporary issues were discussed. Opposition parties Nepali Congress, CPN Maoist Centre and Rashtriya Samajwadi Party of the Gandaki Province Assembly have demanded a special session of the Province Assembly. The opposition parties have already registered a motion of no confidence against Chief Minister Prithvi Subbaguru. Meanwhile, Karnali Province Chief Minister Mahendra Bahadur Shahi has decided to take a vote of confidence in the Province Assembly. The Karnali Province Assembly has been summoned for today. Chief Minister Sahi is in minority after CPN EML took back its support for the provincial government. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has urged artists to create artworks that boost the development and prosperity of the country. Inaugurating a month-long art exhibition organized by the Nepal Academy of Fine Arts yesterday, President Bhandari requested the artists to create artworks that make people aware and responsible. She also urged the artists to make use of natural beauty and unique tradition in the country. Also speaking on the occasion, Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Bhanubhakt Dhakal pledged to have policy-level reform for the development of Nepalese art and culture. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Baba, हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरु बीच पठन पाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखेबो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the rest of the updates. Chief of Province 2, Rajesh Jha, yesterday said that Radio Nepal had played a pivotal part in informing people and appreciating the geographic, regional and ethnic diversity of the country. In a discussion held with senior officials of Radio Nepal held at Singha Darbar, Province Chief Jha stressed on Radio Nepal moving ahead, broadcasting programs that promote national unity, geographic integrity and social goodwill. Also speaking on the occasion, Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, said Radio Nepal had been airing the concerns of Province 2 from its Bardibas Broadcasting Centre. The Parliamentary Committee on State Affairs and Good Governance has instructed the government to keep the record of those unidentified dead bodies for at least 20 years. In the meeting of the committee at Singha Darbar yesterday, the committee directed the government to keep record of those dead people whose identities were not ascertained and who were related to criminal cases. Committee President Shashi Shrestha instructed Nepal Police to keep such dead bodies in the hospital in such a way that anyone could see them and help identify the dead bodies. In the meeting, Minister for Home Affairs Ram Bahadur Thapa shared that the government was formulating necessary laws to manage the unidentified dead bodies. The government is planning to award individuals and institutions making special contributions to the communications and information technology sector. The Ministry of Communications and Information Technology has issued a notice seeking applications to five various genres under the National Information and Communication Technology Award. The awards would be given away on the occasion of the National Information and Communication Technology Day on May 2nd. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. India reported a record 200,000 new COVID-19 cases on Thursday, as many hospitals treating coronavirus patients reported severe shortages of beds and oxygen supplies. The surge was the seventh record-tally increase in the last 8 days and comes as India battles a massive second wave of infections that has its epicenter in the economically significant state of Maharashtra, home to Mumbai. The western state accounts for about a quarter of the country's total cases. According to Health Ministry, India reported 200,000 COVID-19 cases over the last 24 hours. They stood at 1,038, taking the total to more than 173,000. At least 4 people have been killed and 17 others wounded in a car bomb attack in Sadr City neighborhood of the Iraqi capital Baghdad, according to police and medical sources. The car was parked at a busy second-hand equipment market in the mainly Sia district, police said. The cause of the blast was not immediately known. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Brief rain thunder showers is also likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 31 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 13.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines, once again, Health Ministry declares 14 districts as highly COVID affected areas and urges all not to go to crowd gathering spaces and events. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says excuses for dilly-dallying development works not acceptable. Chief Minister of Karnali Province to take vote of confidence. Opposition party demands special session of Gandaki Province Assembly. And India records 200,000 COVID cases in the last 24 hours. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.